Are you ready? Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome.
Woo! Give me a hell yeah!
To Monday Night Raw.
I'm better than you, and you know it.
Are you ready?
No, I said, are you ready?
Old man Randy Savage, the cream of the crop. Nobody does it better.
Coach Harris, Sting!
Acknowledge me.
And what you gonna do when Hulkamania and the largest arms in the world run wild on you?
As beautiful Bobby and Sweet Stan goes, everybody knows that they're the real Midnight Express.
What do you guys want to talk about?
What a rush!
So, allow me to turn this up to 11. Allow me to be that spicy CM Punk you all know and love.
GB's here, Into the Square Circle Podcast, and welcome to another episode. And yes, on this episode, we talk about Monday Night Raw, my top three highlights I did enjoy last night on Monday Night Raw on the USA Network. But before I continue on, follow me on my social media platforms, Into the Square Circle Podcast on Facebook, X, Instagram, YouTube, TikTok. Hit the follow, hit the like, and join me on all my podcasting outlets like Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, and more. So wherever you listen to your favorite podcast, all you have to do is type in Into the Squared Circle Podcast. All right, without further ado, let's kick off the show talking about WWE Raw that went down last night. My top three highlights right here at Into the Squared Circle Podcast. So Monday Night Raw last night on the USA Network was pretty interesting, of course. But let's talk about my three highlights I did enjoy. And it's very simple, right? It's the beginning, the middle, and the ending, right? The three top highlights for me. So let's talk about highlight number one, which kicked off the show. It was Rhea Ripley. She came out and she had a sling or a cast on her arm, of course, walking out. And Adam Pearce was in the ring. And right off the bat, I knew this was not good news. After all the rumors going out on social media that she may be hurt. And that's not good. Not good at all for Rhea Ripley. And you remember my post-WrestleMania episode I did. It was an episode or two ago. And I thought Bayley was the one that was going to get injured, and she was going to get relinquished the title. Boy, I was wrong on that. Yet better, it was Rhea Ripley who came out, and she toughed it out. She toughed it out in the promo and in intro, and you could tell she was frustrated. You could tell she was mad. She is relinquishing her world title. And you can tell by her facial reactions how mad she was. And, man, it was sad to watch. And, of course, they turned this into an angle where last week on Raw, Liv Morgan came out of nowhere and threw a chair at Rhea Ripley. And I guess they're using this injury angle as, you know, she did it and she got blah, blah, blah. So, anyway, what a way to kick off Monday Night Raw. I thought it was a top highlight. It's a sad top highlight because Rhea Ripley is not our world champion. So next Monday Night Raw, next week, we will find out who will become the new world's women's champion. It'll be interesting to see who's going to be. Can you take a guess? I don't. Maybe Becky Lynch? Possibly. I'm trying to see who else top of my mind. It could be it on spot. We'll have to wait and see. GB's here, and did you know that Into the Squared Circle Podcast is on YouTube? Did you? But yes, it is on YouTube. All you have to do is type in youtube.com/ into the Squared Circle Podcast. That's right, folks. If you're not subscribed, subscribe right now, damn it, so you never miss an episode each and every week just like this podcast. That's right, folks. If you're on YouTube, you're typing how to change a light bulb or how to replace the batteries in your remote. And since you're there, all you have to do is search into the Squared Circle Podcast, hit the subscribe, hit the bell button, and you're a part of the family. Join the fastest growing community of pro wrestling independent podcasts on YouTube, into the Squared Circle Podcast. Subscribe today! All right, highlight number two of Monday Night Raw that went down last night on the USA Network, of course, was in the middle of the show. And again, a new era of the WWE, the Triple Paul Levesque era of the WWE, of course. And look, man, Triple H came out. And of course, Adam Pearce was standing in the ring next to Triple H, and there was a podium. And he invited R-Truth and The Miz to come out. And so they came out, of course, and Triple H unveiled the new WWE World Tag Team Champion. So the, according to Triple H, they're not the Raw Tag Team Champions now. They're known as the World Heavyweight Tag Team Champion. So I thought that was a very interesting detail right there that Triple H has announced on the show. And the champion belts are pretty spiffy. I like it. It looks good, of course. So, complete different look compared to the old titles. So, what do you guys think about the new titles? I thought it looked pretty cool, unique. It looks different, shinier. And changing it to a World Heavyweight Tag Team Champions. So, we'll have to wait and see how the SmackDown tag team titles will be like, which are the featured on Grayson Waller and Austin Theory. Maybe they'll have a ceremony this coming Friday. We'll have to wait and see on that. But I thought it was a top highlight smack dab in the middle of the show. Hey, yeah, you, I'm watching you. Stop what you're doing. Well, I mean, if you're on an express one, just don't stop. But this is a commercial. I fooled you. But did you know that I have a secondary podcast? Did you? It's very simple. If you're a fan of rock, you're a fan of heavy metal, you're a fan of classic rock, yeah, I do have a second podcast, but please, please keep it a secret. Do not tell anybody, okay? It's called a Lesson in Headbanging Podcast. That's right. If you love to headbang, you love to go into mosh pits. You love to do crowd surfing. You love to hang out in the front row like I do. It's very simple. Get the hottest ticket in town. The hottest concert of the year. A Lesson in Headbanging Podcast. That's right. If you're a fan of rock and roll, that's right. I will do tour reviews. Review upcoming tours in the coming year, like 2024. Upcoming albums. My album pick of the week. Man, I'm a fan of rock and roll. And if you're a fan of rock, check it out right now, A Lesson in Headbanging Podcast. Yeah, available on all major podcasting outlets, just like this podcast, and available on YouTube as well. A Lesson in Headbanging Podcast. Come on, baby. Join me in the pit. If you dare. Or just hit the follow and hit the like. It's that very simple. A Lesson in Headbanging Podcast available right now. All part of the GSJ Multimedia Productions. If you need help in podcasting, maybe you need help with commercials, maybe you need help videoing some stuff like a commercial for your business or whatnot, GSJMultimedia.com is the place to be. Let your ideas and vision come to life. All right, let's talk about the final and top third highlight of this show, which was the very end of the show. So, the last two matches of the show, Jey Uso versus Finn Balor. Excellent match, of course. Long story short, Damian Priest and the Judgment Day got involved. They attacked Jey Uso in the ring. Eventually, Jey Uso fought back. He hopped over the guardrail, and he went up the stairs into the crowd. and the camera followed them into the concourse where fans were picking up drinks and food and merch. And then Jey Uso was just chilling, walking through the concourse, high-fiving people. And he was exiting out the building. And I thought it was funny. Sami Zayn was just randomly standing outside looking at the marquee of the building. Jey was like, Sammy, what are you standing out here by yourself staring at the building? And he's like, you know what, man? I used to come here when I was a little kid, coming to matches. And the same very building that Monday Night Raw was in last night at the Bell Center in Montreal, Canada. So, Sammy was like, well, here I am. I'm main eventing Monday Night Raw, the same building I came here to see wrestling. And in my hometown crowd and country. And I'm facing Chad Gable for the Intercontinental Champion. And I got to say, Chad Gable, man, he had a lot of heat. Because this is Sami Zayn's country. This is his hometown, Montreal, Canada. And Sami Zayn had a big pop. But what I loved about this segment specifically is the camera angles and the camera shots, right? You know, they had a camera following Jey Uso up to the concourse, following him into the front parking lot where Sami Zayn was, and then they picked it up from there, just like they've been doing the past couple weeks. And then they follow Sami Zayn, and fans are out there like, okay, there's Sami Zayn walking through the concourse. We just saw Jey. Now we got Sami walking through, high-fiving people. He's getting pumped up, walking through the crowd, people singing his song. It was really cool. I enjoy the camera shots on Raw. And I like the changes ever since Kevin Dunn left the WWE. So I thought that was pretty cool. Excellent match. Chad Gable, Sami Zayn. Great wrestling main event title match. And long story short, Sami Zayn defeated Chad Gable for the Intercontinental Champion. An excellent main event of Monday Night Raw. But, you know, they shook hands afterwards and Chad Gable fell short again on the IC Champion. Now he's being a little irate, angry. He wants revenge. He wants the title. And, of course, Sami Zayn celebrated with his family in the front row. His wife was at the front row. And he was hugging his family members. By the time he got to his wife, he was in his wife's hands. And that's where Chad Gable lost it. Had a short fuse. Gave a suplex to Sami Zayn right in front of his family. And just went wild on him. Attacking him. Brutally attacking him. And what a way to end Monday Night Raw in Montreal. Wow. So we're going to see our nice little feud here between Chad Gable and Sami Zayn. This is something I've been looking forward to, man. And now Chad Gable is slowly turning into a heel. So can he separate from the goofiness faction he's been part of the past couple of months? And can he be more serious as a heel? That's the interesting part. And I'm looking forward to see what's going to happen with Chad Gable. Can he be serious? He's going to stay away from this goofy comedy gimmick. I'm down for it. But we have to wait and see. Next week on Raw, of course. So overall, that's my top three highlights of Monday Night Raw. What do you guys think? Into the Square Circle Podcast on Facebook, X, Instagram, TikTok. If you're listening on YouTube, drop it in the comment section what you guys thought about Monday Night Raw. And again, as I mentioned, follow me, join me right now on all the social media platforms, and follow me on Podcast Land, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Like, follow, subscribe today. All right, folks, until next time, happy wrestling, everybody. Bye-bye.